This conference is being recorded.
Hello and welcome to the Heart Start to Your Week on Monday, August 4th, 2008. My name is Sheva Kaur and I'm the CEO of a heart math training company called Fiera. Fiera is obviously the name of our company. It's also a word that we invented that means feeling great. Fiera is that feeling of being aligned with yourself inside, where you have an inner knowing about what you need to do that nothing and no one can take away from you. And Fiera is the opposite of stress. Researchers at the Institute of Heart Math have been studying the physiology behind stress for the last 17 years, and out of that developed a system of tools and technology that help people transform stress into feeling great. And we're lucky enough here at Fiera to be licensed by HeartMath to help individuals like those of you listening live and those of you listening to this as an archived recording make that journey in your own life from whatever is causing your stress to feeling great. And there's so many facets to this and so many applications to it that as a gift back to the community, every week on Mondays from 5 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific time, we have what we call the Heart Start to Your Week. And it's a way to get your week started off with the power of the heart as it applies in a number of different areas. And so this week we're focusing on how you do what you do being more important than what you do and what that means. And in the written invitation that went out for this week, I told the story of very renowned Jewish spiritual teacher who in his day job was a garbage collector. And people would approach him and say, you know, it would be sort of the equivalent of having the President of the United States or something like that spend his mornings street sweeping. And when people would approach him, it was just such dissonance for them. How is it that you, who are our highest teacher, our greatest inspiration, spend your days collecting our garbage? And his response to that was, because it reminds me that who I am is not my title. It's not what I'm doing. It's how I do it. Or we would say here at Fiera, it's the heart I bring to it. And so I think this is a really important portal for understanding the tools that we teach in our seminars and our webinars, and we'll give you more information at the end of this call on how you can access more, because it's very hard to cram 17 years of research and 15 years of personal experience into a half an hour call. But this will be like a little hors d'oeuvre, an appetizer that introduces you to what this is all about and gives you a taste of it in your own experience, and then we'll give you information where you can get more and also open up the line for those live to ask questions. If you're live on the call, I encourage you to press star 6 to mute out your line, and then when we open up the lines for questions, you can star 6 again, and that will unmute you so we can hear you. So we also have a special guest here tonight, someone who both works at the HeartMath Institute as well as has been learning and applying the tools. And I'm just so moved by the way that Mariah has applied her heart to certain issues in her life, stressful issues, that make it clear that it's not what is going on or what we're doing that determines how we feel. It's how we meet those challenges, how we respond to what's happening, how we do what we're doing that makes the difference. So, you know, for many people, collecting garbage would be a really stressful job, and yet for this teacher, it was his greatest joy because it reminded him that caring for people and serving them was who he was and that he could choose joy no matter what was going on, and that he didn't need special circumstances or special respect in order to feel joyful in his heart. And that, if we were going to narrow in on the key piece of HeartMath research that has changed my own life, is really that we don't need special circumstances or special treatment from other people or special dollar amounts in our bank account.
Sure.
I think we've all probably experienced days when our bank accounts are not so special. But whatever it is for you that seems challenging, you can still find an unconditional joy in your heart. What HeartMath research discovered is that emotions affect heart rhythms and that stress doesn't happen outside of us. Just pause for a moment and think about the last time you were in a near car accident. And so Mariah did that and her eyes rolled back in her head and I saw her stomach grab. She bit her lower lip. So is there a car coming at you right now, Mariah?
No, I'm better, but I'm a moment ago, yes.
Right? So that all happened inside your own body, and that's what happens to us. Stress is happening in our bodies, not in our lives. It sure can seem like it. It's probably the most tragic and humorous practical joke or optical illusion life plays on us. It really seems like stress is out there. But we all know that on one day something can stress you out and on another day it just rolls off you like water off a duck's back. So stress is not in the circumstances, it's in our responses to those, and that has to do with heart rhythm. That when we emotionally react to life events, we have a chaotic pattern in the heart that affects everything else in our body. And when we learn how to shift the heart, which we can do through tools, and there's even technology that can mirror your heart rhythm back to you in real time and help you find the zone where your heart becomes ordered and even inside you, no matter what's going on outside you, then even if you can't feel joy in a situation, you can feel balance and poise and make better decisions and innovate solutions because of the way that ordered heart rhythm affects the brain. And Mariah, in your own life, you have a brilliant example of meeting a life challenge, which I know, you know, I work with lots of people who encounter the, you know, issues of temporary economic instability or uncertainty, and they go into reactive mode and get stressed about it, and it makes it worse because then their brain's not working properly. They're cognitively not totally all there so that they don't have solutions to the problems, or they show up for a job interview and they don't do their best because they're so worried about the money. Whereas if you're able to stay in that zone in the heart, then innovative ideas that can make challenges become playful and fun show up. And I'd love for you to share your cooking story as one example of that and anything else you want to add.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Okay, so about 2 months ago, I was driving to work and just anticipating my day, and suddenly I received a phone call from my husband, which was very unusual. He would never call me in the morning usually. And he explained to me that he had received a phone call from his boss that his job was no longer. They had to do major reorganization within his company, which was a very large computer company. And unfortunately, the product that he was working on wasn't quite as useful at this particular moment in time. So as of that day, he was unemployed. Now, you have to understand that his salary was pretty much three-quarters of our family's income per month. So that was a big, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? So the first thing was immediately going home and seeing where we could possibly practically immediately do some damage control. And with that, just in just a couple hours, we came to an understanding that, okay, we had to be seriously conservative with our finances. Now, about a week or so, or maybe 2 weeks into that, in the morning, I was, for a moment, daydreaming at my job. Yes, I am aware this is being recorded.
But I was, so that's okay. We'll make sure that everyone here at HeartMath goes into a place of compassion, Mariah.
Right.
We'll tell them to use our own tools.
It was one of those normal things that just pops in your head. What am I going to eat tonight? Well, I was the person that was normally after work coming home, making dinner for the whole family. I have four kids and, of course, my husband being home. So I was thinking about what am I going to make for dinner tonight? And all of a sudden, I was lucky that I had just a moment before done some coherence or one of our quick coherence techniques. And
this is a tool that we teach in our beginner class, which we'll give you more information about at the end of the call.
Great. So I was coming from a place where I was feeling where I was feeling calm and relaxed, and it was one of those pondering moments that suddenly just totally switched upside down, and the thought of, oh gosh, I have to think what is coming for dinner, suddenly changed into a fun game. And the thought that came up was, we're going to make it a challenge. We're going to do a $10 dinner challenge. And the idea was that each night we would choose one person to be the cook for the next day. They would get $10 to go to the store to pick out whatever they needed to make for dinner for that following night. So this was a great new way to teach my children about economical choices. It also taught them about nutrition, because what is really a nutritious meal? And really amazingly, it's bringing our family together in a certain way, because during the dinner we get to vote about the presentation, about the taste, about how filling it truly is, and also how clean the kitchen is, because that was important to me. So it really made it into a game, which makes it so much easier for everybody involved, actually.
Yeah, you took a situation that could have produced a lot of, family meals, right? And trying to feed four kids in what age range?
7, 10, 17, and 22.
So those are going to be wide-ranging tastes and demands of quantity and volume and everything else, right?
Exactly.
So in the best of times, I'm sure a lot of parents listening to this can relate to feeding your kids is stressful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting them to eat healthy food. But then when you add this financial burden to that, this could have been devastating,
mm-hmm.
right? You could have had kids complaining.
Right.
Why can't we have blah, 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 right? Instead,
right.
Mariah, what I'm so moved about, and you see how efficient the heart is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one moment of daydreaming at work, I'm sure you'll get diplomatic immunity for, because of the energy that it saves coming up with this innovative idea, so that there aren't thousands of moments where you're at work not functioning at your peak because you just had another blowout with the kids on the way to school over
mm-hmm.
what's in their lunches and why can't they eat such and such, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And the beautiful thing was, too, it wasn't one of those, oh, I have to ponder, I have to come up with something, I have to figure something out. It was really just this total innovative upside-down flips of an old belief of, oh, I have to figure out what to make for dinner. Let's turn that upside down and, hey, let's make this fun. How about? And that's just, it just came from nowhere, from the heart.
From the heart, exactly. Just and that's the beauty of it, is the heart has an intelligence. And that intelligence communicates with the intelligence in the brain, and actually we know allows you to access the more of your brain
mm-hmm.
that, you know, it's big in the media right now, like people aren't using their whole brain. Well, when you bring that internal order to the heart, it opens up the upper stories of your intelligence, if you will. More of your brain centers come online, and we teach about that in depth in our beginner class and how to tap into that brain intelligence from using the order and calm and peace that's inherent in your heart, so that those flashes of insight and intuition can come, and they don't just have to be the domain of the Einsteins of the world, right? They can help us deal with our practical everyday problems, like what's for dinner, Mom.
Right.
I just think it's such a great and inspiring example of how not only does the heart and the heart mass system and the added brain power that it gives us bail us from our stress, but it takes that compost heap of stress, whatever it is in your life, whether it's your health or your finances or, you know, relationship issues, and transforms that very area into the most glowing, radiant, fun, vibrant place.
Right. Absolutely. And it has so many more benefits that I had not anticipated. For instance, the fact that I don't have to worry about dinner every night. There is such a freedom in that that's created because of that. And the fact that when I come home and I don't have to make dinner, I have an extra half an hour just do something and actually be there physically, mentally, and emotionally.
More present with your family.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so in that way, and we teach this in our intermediate courses, the heart math tools, because of the innovations that they bring in through that applied brain power, really, what I like, the phrase I like to use is they bend time. If you're feeling like you don't have enough time to spend with your family or even get all your emails answered or those things, these innovative solutions that pop in when you learn how to power up your heart to access more of your brain end up creating windows of time where you didn't think there could be.
Right. And all these additional, these add-on benefits.
Yeah, right.
Weren't anticipated at all. I'm just incredibly grateful for.
Right. So here you're just trying to solve one problem and it ends up, you know, bringing a whole bevy of gifts with it. It's really my experience working with the heart. So these tools that Mariah is talking about that she used to create this flip shift, not just for herself but for her whole family, are tools that we teach in our beginner heart math webinar, and you can attend the first night of that class for free. It just happens that the next one is tomorrow evening, Tuesday, August 5th, from 5 to 6:30 p.m. You can register for that free webinar on the homepage of our website, which is www.sierra, F like fantastic, Y-E-R-A.com. If you're interested in registering for the full duration of the beginner course, which is a four-week class that meets every Tuesday, you can call us at 310-581-1507. Or you can also register online by going to the Fiera.com homepage and clicking on the store, and that takes you into our courses. You can see some of the other things we offer there, like the technology called the M-Wave, which allows you to see your heart rhythm in real time and make that shift. So when we talk about how it's not what we do, it's how we do it, clearly dinner had to get cooked every night.
Right.
You could have done it grudgingly. Irritatingly, putting that chaotic heart rhythm into it, and we all know what that does to the food, right? You found a way to make dinner in an inclusive, playful, joyful way.
Right.
And so imagine if you could apply that intelligence to the areas of your life that have you bogged down the most, or even to the areas of your life that you love, how that can enhance them and make them even better. So what I'd like to do now is actually, Mariah, do you want to share anything about the M-Wave and your use of that or anything else you want to tell people before we open up the line for questions?
Well, of course, I love the M-Wave. It's my personal favorite. I know, Sheva, you've been talking about the computer-based version, the M-Wave PC mostly. My personal favorite is actually the handheld version of that because it is so portable, and I love to do my meditations with it in bed in the morning, and I don't have to fire up my computer.
Yeah, where you then get sucked into your email instead of your meditation, so the handheld device is a real asset.
Exactly, yeah, so that's my personal preference. So if anybody has any questions about that one, I would definitely be able to answer those.
Yes, Mariah actually teaches people how to use the M-Wave handheld.
Right, exactly.
That's her expertise. So why don't we go ahead and open up the line for questions. If you're muted, go ahead and just press star 6, and that will unmute you so we can hear you. And if nobody live on the call has any questions, one of the things that I have as an intention at every Heart Start call is that it's not just informational, but that it's experiential. So for those listening live and to the recording, here's what I'd invite you to do. Just take a moment and look at an area in your own life where things may not be going the way that you wish they were. Something that might be stressing you out. Don't pick the heaviest, hardest thing, because this is a new concept, a new idea you're learning, but just pick something that you'd like to see go a little differently or that has got you on edge. And if you've got a pen and paper, write that down. If you don't, then just make a mental note of it. And what I'd like you to do is observe in yourself what happens in your body, what happens to your emotions, what happens to your ability to think clearly. Remember, we're emphasizing that this impacts the brain. So what happens to your ability to respond effectively and think clearly in relation to this area of your life? Mentally note, or if you can, write down what you observe. And you could just pick a word or a phrase that would summarize all that reaction, mentally, emotionally, physically. You could even make note of how do the people around you or the events of life respond to you when you're in this situation. Right? If it's making dinner for your family, how do your kids respond to the dinners you make? What's the environment that gets created? One of the things that researchers have shown is that the heart's electrical field extends 8 feet beyond the body. So if we're bringing resentment or frustration to a situation, it's not just happening inside us. It's extending beyond us and affecting the environment and the people around us, and therefore the responses we get back. So this is why HeartMath's tagline is a change of heart changes everything. When you learn to make that shift in your heart, which is easy to do, we can teach people in a 4-week webinar really how to anchor that in their lives. It can have a profound and lasting impact, not just for you, but for the people close to you as well. So here's what I'd like you to do now. I want you to take that same situation and just see if you can find one thing to appreciate about that situation. Focus that appreciation in your heart. As you breathe in through the heart and out through the heart. And ask yourself for one change you could make, not to what the situation is or what you do. We all have things we have to do that maybe we don't like to do, whether it's accounting or taking out the trash or cleaning up the dog poop while you're walking the dog. I don't know what it is, but right, we all have things that are ughs and moans and groans. What we need to understand is that the ughing and the moaning and the groaning is worse for us inside our bodies, and the effect that has on our long-term health than the actual activity itself. So ask yourself, what's one thing I could do here when I'm engaged in this activity that would be different in how I do it? And just listen to the first thing that pops into your mind and write it down. That's just a little sample of how your heart intelligence is not an archaeological dig away. It's as close to you as the power of gratitude. Now, gratitude sometimes can seem pretty hard to get to or pretty far away, but you don't need a plane ticket to Beijing or you don't need a runner's legs to get there. We can teach people in wheelchairs and people who have had strokes and can't even move their bodies, how to tap into this power of the heart to find joy in any situation. and to find intelligence and approach whatever they're dealing with in a different way. We're going to need to close up the call here in just a minute. Does anybody want to share their experience of going through that little exercise, or did any questions bubble up from that before we sign off?
I have a question. This is Becky Fisher.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. It's from Mariah. I was just wondering, I've had the MYPC for quite a few years, long before they called it that. When it was called, it escapes me at the moment, but anyway, and I used it off and on for pretty consistently for a while, and then I stopped for a while, and it was difficult for me, even on level one. And then working with Sheva, I found out about the update on it, which was very helpful. And that was about the same time I got my M-Wave. And I've had so much more success with the M-Wave. I was wondering, since I have the PC, do you have any suggestions on what would be useful ways to put it to use? I use the M-Wave before I go to sleep. It helps me to not have nightmares, and it just I used it when I had a root canal. I use it to calm down sometimes. I use it for lots of things. It's been very, very helpful, and I am able to get the coherence really easily and quickly, whereas with the PC, I just really, really had difficulty getting it at all or sustaining it, and I just wondered if you had any suggestions on ways to use it or anything like that.
Great question, Becky. The thing is, with the M-Wave PC and the M-Wave PSR, they are both exactly the same technology, so they're both measuring coherence exactly the same levels. So if you have an easier way with the M-Wave PSR, I don't think that it's that quote unquote your difficulty with the M-Wave PC is because it measures differently, because it doesn't.
Oh no.
I think it might just be that maybe you're in a different position when you're using the M-Wave PC, or maybe because it's visual, some people have a more difficulty if they are actually watching the screen instead of just using the M-Wave PSR, just the lights and the sound feedback, et cetera.
I can close my eyes. Mm-hmm. So is that, I'm sorry,
okay.
Is that, like, should I practice with the M-Wave with my eyes open? Or I know that makes a big difference, being able to close my eyes.
If that makes a big difference for you, that's wonderful. That's something that you are aware of. That's great. You could use the same technique with your M-Wave PC. Maybe the emotion visualizer might actually be a wonderful way for you to practice, because the emotion visualizer doesn't give you the numbers and any of that information. It just gives you wonderful music that, when you get into coherence, it changes the screen. There will be more feedback, and that might be actually more calming or more coherence-inducing for you.
Okay. Instead of the game thing.
If the game works, that's great. That's wonderful.
Oh,
it's just a different way.
Mm-hmm. So the emotion visualizer is probably something on the new thing that I haven't tried yet, so I'll try that. Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. It's actually one of my favorites. Applications of the unit.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
That's great. Thank you, Becky Fisher. Yeah, you know, there can be all kinds of reasons. I know people who have an easier time on the PC and not the handheld. So what happens is we have all kinds of associations to different equipment, right? And for some people, flashing light doesn't feel comforting to them, but having the visuals of the garden and the games really does. And so, and for other people, computers are like scary things, you know, where their computers get associated to email and too much work to do. So then it's harder for them to find that zone. Whatever it is, it's just a mirror that helps you. So thank you so much, Becky. We're going to sign off for now. Thank you, Becky. Thank you to everyone that joined us. And again, if you have more questions, just call us at 310-581-1507, or you can email us at info@sierra.com. And you can register for our free intro webinar, the start of our beginner class, on the homepage of our website. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you both. Bye.